20 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's looking to be a scorcher of a weekend tomorrow. Temperatures set to climb to close to 30 degrees here in Cape Town. And I'm sure many people will be making their way to the beaches, which I'm sure will be packed tomorrow. And I hope you go seek some cool there. But remember, over December, we had plenty of Cape Town beaches being closed due to sewage spills. And this is what the city largely blamed on load shedding, in that sewage pumps, stations, their backup generators either failed or could not compete with load shedding, and therefore we had plenty of effluent flowing into some of our beaches. Beaches closed for a few days. That's now been reopened. But Groundup, online news agency Groundup, who does absolutely amazing public interest journalism, and go out and support them, they've put out a piece asking how safe and how clean are our beaches. They've sought the opinion on many stakeholders also approaching the city on just how exactly do they test for water quality. The city telling Groundup that there is no absolute science, and that real-time water quality measures do not exist, and that laboratory results take several days. They've now appointed an external contractor to provide a 365-day trend analysis on the water quality of Cape Town beaches. But let's get a viewpoint from Dr. Joe Barnes, Senior Lecturer Emeritus at the Stellenbosch University's Department of Global Health. We contend with so many things in South Africa, Joe, what, be it the lack of electricity to the water quality in South Africa's beach and bathing hotspots, Durban, and now also questions being asked about Cape Town's water quality, without being alarmist, without distracting or preventing people from going, just but how cautious or how much questions should we ask about how safe, how clean are our beaches here in and around the Cape?
Good morning, Lester, and good morning to our listeners. This has been a problem that's been coming for a long time here in the city of Cape Town, which is most unfortunate because in many other respects, Cape Town is doing better than the rest of the country, but better doesn't mean that it can't be improved. This has been coming for many years in certain spots. I'm just referring you to this particular article you're talking about, the mentioning of Maiden's Cove, which is Lagoon Beach. Those are all very high results, and the results are coming from the city of Cape Town itself. Much of the responses of the city is partially bending reality, partially spin. It does not necessarily take 4 days for results to come out. The new E. coli tests take overnight. It may take them 4 days to react. I don't know. I can't say. The results you are talking about are from the city's reports themselves, and itself, and that's been coming out for a number of years. But they're only mentioning when they only close the beaches where they have a claim to the fact that load shedding may have contributed. But this has been going on for quite some time.
I remember over December there, it was largely the closures blamed on load shedding. There was an incident on Fishhook Beach where they say that a blockage of unwanted things in the sewage pump that goes through the system blocked the sewage system, and then it overflowed. But we asked the question, can any water body, can any beach be 100% pollutant free? Or is it all about mitigating the risk on the impact of beachgoers?
Look, the results we are talking about are way over the limits. We are not even talking about an occasional measure that has been a bit dirty or the occasional presence of some sewage in there. These are consistently dirty. And by the time we're talking now about seawater, that samples that have been taken in the sea itself. But please remember, these spills have got to travel to the beach. So if it lifts the seawater that high that it is double the cutoff level, then it traveled for some distance. So it has been polluting overland as well on the way to the beach that most people forget. Spilling and distributing its harmful effects. So the discussion in this article is not about the occasional dirty spot. As you can imagine, a string of beaches that with human habitation so close by, you're going to pick up some chemicals and some sewage from time to time. But these are, if I may call it, serial offenders. So that means that they should have long ago been aware that this is a chronic condition and sorted out the source. And they haven't. They just. By the way, this blaming on blockages, certainly it does occur, but it's also a go-to explanation for the city sewage department now to say that people stuck things in the pipes and therefore they blocked and overflowed. The solid waste removal in many areas, particularly the low-income areas, leave a lot to be desired. A lot of that is not deliberate stuffing into the system. It blows in there, it floats in there, and they've never, to my knowledge, actually gone and traced where these solid waste comes from. It is just automatically cited that people did it, which is another blame game, if I can put it like that.
Dr. Joe Barnes, Senior Lecturer Emeritus at Stellenbosch University. Let's get a viewpoint of Caroline Mock. She's one of the admins, one of the leaders of the civic organization Rethink, this thing that has largely worked around activism around the Molniton Lagoon. You are quoted in this article by GroundUp saying that often that coastal water quality tests are little more than tick box exercises. Do you agree with Joe that Cape Town in particular does in fact have a seawater pollution issue?
Good morning, Lester. I would actually encourage people to go and have a look at the website themselves where they can see the water quality data uploaded and then start questioning their local city councillor about what investigations have been done to track the sources of the pollution and also what the city's plan is to solve it. And I'm quite happy after this I'll post the link to the city's website on our Rethink the Stink Facebook page. But another question is, why is the city only testing up to 2,419 when the real result could be far higher? Maybe it's 24,000, maybe it's 50,000. We just don't know. And this disguises the seriousness of the problem. And the health risk at 24,000 is 10 times the health risk at 2,400. And if you have a look at the city's results, many of our beaches, and I'm talking well-known popular beaches like Fishhook, Glencairn, Strand, have been zoned red, not suitable for swimming, for years. Now, to me, that's when, if you're not reacting to this very expensive water testing exercise, then it's pretty fruitless. So the only way I see to get accountability is for local residents to get involved, have a look, check out the water quality in their beach, and then start holding their local councillor, whoever it is, accountable to explaining and getting something done about it.
The city's own data shows that 21 out of 88 beaches that are being monitored were over the acceptable levels to that limit that are declared then safe for swimming. 22 out of 81 beaches declared over that limit. I see very little postage. I see very little signage, and many of the beaches that are mentioned here are very, very popular beaches. Should we be pressing the city for more accurate live data, live warnings, live policing of beaching areas to say currently at the moment this swimming area is not safe enough, and that's the immediate response, and this response that we're working on is how do we improve the water quality of that stretch?
Well, as Joe says, any good lab can give you results from the city scan as well and Abbott's within 24 to 48 hours. And what they do at Ethekwini Municipality, as a private, I think, They have a poster up at the popular beaches saying that this beach was tested 3 days ago and this was the result. Now, obviously, it may not be the same as it was 3 days ago, but if you can see the level in the past 3 months of testing is always low, you can feel fairly safe that it is not a problem area. But, of course, then we have to ask, why is the result so high? And that's the only one reason these results are high is that sewage is getting into our seawater. And this is that's the real underlying issue that has to be addressed.
Caroline Marks, unfortunately running out of time, but I'd like your response. Heading up to Eyewitness News, Caroline Marks is one of the admins of the Rethink the Stink Facebook page. Page 021-446-0567. Would love your thoughts and calls. 0725671567.